Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Well, Happy New Year. It's 2014, and I guess it's awesome to see another year AD and to look back on what we have accomplished or not accomplished over 2013, hopefully the lessons we've learned and what we can do better. But I think it's awesome to be standing in now and to celebrate the fact that we get to be 2014, alive and well, such that we are. So thank you for joining us for the first episode of Discussions with Delia for the new year. I'm Delia Farquharson, and you can call in live on 619-639-4621. That's 619-639-4621. And so it is my pleasure to welcome my guest co-host. Are you still guest here?
Yes.
My guest co-host, my really awesome husband, Raymond. Happy New Year, Raymond.
Happy New Year, and thank you for introducing me, and Happy New Year to you all.
Well, so the New Year has come, and, you know, hopefully we all had a safe holiday. And we're ready to tackle whatever comes in 2014. So, you know, it's an opportunity for us to, you know, we did one show where we evaluated, you know, it was a time to evaluate what we'd done for 2013. Now, 2014, it's time for us to, I guess, plan, to start to anticipate, you know, all the wonders of this new year. Anything that you're resolving or anticipating or expecting?
For 2014?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. Nothing specific. I think, I think resolutions are easy to make, and I think they're just as easily broken. I think just whatever, for me personally, it's always something that you're always trying to be your, in the vein of the show even before, just trying to be your better self, and being, you know, your better employee, your better husband, your better child, your better whatever that person, citizen of the world.
The better you?
The better you, citizen of the world. Well, one thing I will say, for 2014, I will try harder to do more for others.
Okay. So you're going to try.
Yeah. That is what I'd like to do. To do more for others. That's not, you know, that's not like, you know, the only thing or whatever. But that's just the one thing that I can say for sure, that I would like to do more for others for 2014.
Okay. I mean, I think that's always a good thing for all of us. You know, if we try to do more for others in everything that we do. You know, a little kinder, a little gentler, more smiles, you know, just a little nicer.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have a special guest who's going to be calling in for a show. And this is somebody who's really dear to both our hearts, you know, to our family's heart, because we are absolutely so proud. I mean, it's not like we expected anything less, but we are absolutely so proud of Nerissa. So Nerissa is going to be joining us because, you know, Nerissa's story is a really awesome story. And what we prefer is that Nerissa tells you her story herself. So we don't color it in any way because, you know, so we look forward to Nerissa calling in a little while to share her story. I don't know if I have any resolves. for 2014. Mm-hmm. I guess I will. You know, like you, you know, try to be a little better at what I do, at everything that I do. I know, and this is one of the first shows that we did, is that I choose to not exist in fear. So I'm choosing to not live my life in a fearful way. So I won't be worried about what comes next. So, you know, if nothing else, this is something that I will be, you know, really mindful of and be really conscious of consistently. That's what I would hope to do, is to really be consistent about not being fearful, not living my life in fear.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So.
Man. So, no, what does that mean in terms of in living, for folks who live their life in fear? The show we did was about fear, and what does it mean, and how does it affect your life, and so on.
Right. And, I mean, I think it's really important for me to reset, you know, what the whole purpose of this show is. And it's something that, like you know, is really close to my heart. You know, why have discussions with Delia? So, you know, this came out of what I think is a really important process, and that is to communication is essential. Being able to engage with others is the essence of the human connection, you know? Is the essence of the human connection. So I'm just wondering, you know, being able to engage with others is the essence of the human connection. And so doing a show, Discussions with Delia, is really critical in terms of being able to try to engage others and invite others to talk about what's on their mind,
mm-hmm.
to talk about what you feel is holding you back from achieving what is your best self.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that? You know, I mean, what needs to happen? How do we make that connection between our thoughts, feelings, and actions so that we are working every day to achieve our better self?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's one of the reasons why I devised this show. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's really important for us to have this kind of conversation
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis. So often now relationships are superficial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so often our relationships are superficial. And what happens when relationships are superficial
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, people don't really engage, don't really
mm-hmm.
get to what, you know, what they're thinking about and how that thought impacts how they're feeling
mm-hmm.
and how those feelings impact what they're doing. So, you know, that's the whole point behind Discussions with Delia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the idea, what you talked about being superficial, you know, where a lot of times people, I think, have known each other and have had conversations. But if you ask someone, you know, meaningful, something deep, you know, about that person, they wouldn't know. And, you know, so like anything else, like sitting by yourself or in smaller groups, having either a conversation or having where you are upset about something or you can't understand why is this happening or, you know, why are the children like this or why is society like this or whatever it might be in isolation by yourself. You know, I think, as you said, this forum allows us to discuss it and talk about our feelings and the things that we feel. What does that cause us to do in terms of, I feel a certain way, therefore I act a certain way, you know, or my thought. I have a certain thought, I act a certain way based on that thought, you know, and therefore, are you feeling fearful? Are you feeling whatever you might be, where your children or society is trending in a certain way, you know, and you're saying, gosh, I wish that was different. You know, how can you voice that? How what does your opinion What's your opinion on that in terms of, and not only opinion, it's like, what would you like to see different?
Right.
You know, so having an opinion is fine. You know, oh my gosh, look at what is happening. However, you know, in the same sense of, you know, and I guess it, to me, the one primary thing that people keep talking about, you know, is society is this, and the children are this, or, you know, we're heading in this direction, or we're heading in a certain direction. But I think it goes back to, you know, a couple of two things primarily is education, you know, the school system, and transitioning into family, you know, in terms of, you know, what's the whole process in terms of how good an educational system is, how stable our family structure is, you know, and lending to education that would be, which would lend to a better society, or less things for us to be so concerned about. You know, in terms of our thoughts, what thoughts we have different opinions about different things. We have opinions about music, we have opinions about culture, we have food, whatever it might be. And I'm sure this being a brand new year, today being the first day of the brand new year, you know, a lot of people, your thoughts are all over the place in terms of what exactly you want to focus on and what exactly is